first commandment of making a sandwich. Bread is king. You see, because without bread, we who make sandwich are nothing. Because bread is to sandwich what song is to band. Bread is to sandwich what foot is to shoe. Bread is to sandwich what love is to life. Bread is king. Commandment number two. Mustard goes with everything. Mustard goes with everything. If you have two pieces of bread, mustard, and anything else, you have a delicious sandwich. Examples: bread, chicken cutlet, mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. Let's make it a little bit more challenging. Bread, corn on the cob, mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. Bread, box of pencils, mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. Bread, one kind of mustard, another kind of mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. And if anyone tells you that the same thing is true of mayonnaise, you tell that person that they're a liar, a fink, and a fucking asshole, because mustard goes with everything. Woo! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Number three. Nothing's off limits. Everything's in play. When making a sandwich, you have to be willing to improvise. We don't have the luxury of a well-stocked pantry. We have to make do with what we have. Let me ask you a question. Does grapefruit go with bologna? Yes. Nothing's off limits. Everything's in play. Does pesto taste good on top of cereal? Nothing's off limits. I'm making a sandwich here. If you want a five-star meal, then go to a five-star restaurant, but I'm hungry. It's 2 a.m, and I'm too lazy to go down to the corner deli. I have a box of yellow raisins, 2 mismatched pieces of bread, half a grapefruit, a slice of bologna, a bag of Twizzlers, a piece of ham, 4 sticks of gum, a number 2 pencil, a jar of mustard, and I'm making a fucking sandwich! Nothing's on limits. Everything is in play. Number four. Toast it. Toast it. Number five.
Oh, yeah. Come on, come on.
Pickle.
What's up, pickle? I said, what's up, pickle? Pickle. Pickle, pickle, pickle. Oh, yeah!
Oh! Oh, yeah! Number six.
When I said that nothing is off limits and that everything is in play, I was not referring to sun-dried tomatoes. Sun-dried tomatoes are the enemy of a sandwich. Woo! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! It's not a sandwich anymore. It's a piece of shit. So if you want to eat shit, then be my guest. But let me tell you something, bub. I'm hungry. Yeah. It's 4 a.m. I'm watching Court TV, and I need something to eat, and I don't want to eat shit. I want to eat a sandwich. You fucking asshole! Sun-dried tomatoes are bullshit! Oh, yeah! Oh! Oh, yeah! Why do you test me? Huh? Why like this? Do you think it's a fucking joke? When I tell you that sun-dried tomatoes are bullshit, you think I'm joking, you fucking dick? I'll kill you. I will kill you. Oh, yeah. Woo!
Commandment number 7. Missing link. Let's take a step back. You've made your sandwich. You've taken a bite. But something's missing. What's missing? What is the missing link? And be critical. Ask questions of your sandwich. Raise the bar. Settle for nothing less than perfect because it's within your grasp, you fucking asshole! Because your sandwich is your life. Don't throw it away. Don't sell it short. Don't fucking one slice of cheese. Suck it, fuck it, no! This is your life we're talking about. You only live once, friend. So find the missing link. What's holding you back from your sandwich, huh? What is blocking you from your sandwich, kid? Huh? What's keeping you from creating something that will last forever? Your sandwich will last in eternity. Number 9. Have fun. Yeah, have fun. Have fun making your sandwich. Do you hear me? Have fun. Number 10, the end. Do not fear the end, because the end is life.